Area residents concerned about the possibility of increased military training in the Blackwater River State Forest filled the Baghdad Recreational Facility in Santa Rosa County Thursday night for the final public hearing on the Air Force plan. WUWF's Sandra Averhart reports.
The Air Force is looking for additional training space for Eglin Air Force Base's 96th Test Wing. Tom Tolbert, a range planner with the wing, explained the proposal to the audience.
We simply wanted to present the proposed action in terms that the community could understand and ensure that it was clear enough for them to, for their concerned expectations to be overcome.
Tolbert went over the Draft Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, which is part of the Gulf Regional Airspace Strategic Initiative. It details proposed training activities and locations within the Blackwater River and Tate's Hill State Forest when base capacity is not available.
The activities that we are doing, air helicopter activities, ground activities, small organizations, small limited expendable use type activity, non-hazardous as we described in the briefing. And if we are not approved to use the state forest lands, then we'll continue to seek other partners that will allow us to use their lands for the proposed action.
As for the current EIS being considered, it includes analysis of potential environmental impacts of the proposed training activities in the state forest. The Air Force has determined there will be cumulative impacts in the Blackwater River State Forest due to increased air traffic from Eglin. Also, Tate's Hell State Forest will be impacted by increased F-22 and T-38 traffic from Tyndall Air Force Base. However, the Air Force has concluded that there are no significant adverse impacts and no impacts that cannot be mitigated. Now, after the Air Force presentation, area residents got a chance to state their concerns with the plan. One of the speakers, Ellen Roston, called the forest a sanctuary.
It is a place for people to get away from everyday life. It is a natural environment with animals and birds and the quiet whispering of the trees. The use of this sanctuary by the military for exercises of any kind is simply wrong, wrong, wrong.
Resident Danny White was one of those who questioned the need for additional training space in the forest, given Eglin's vast expanse.
I don't understand why, as many acres as Eglin's has got. I'm not against the military. I love the military. I thank God for the military, and we need them desperately. But they're pushing something over on us that is not right. It's illegal, in fact. If you get right down to it, this is not a legal move. They have no right to come into the state and take state property that belongs to us.
Cindy Ostino, a horse enthusiast, initially expressed concerns about the safety of riders in the forest while military training activities are going on.
You'll be all over on top of where these horses go. You'll be there. You'll be in the bushes, you'll be doing grenades, there's smoke bombs. And then I was reading in here the chemicals, the toxins, everything that you're going to have that will destroy this land. It's beautiful, okay? It's not our fault that you've closed bases everywhere else. That's not our problem, okay? That's the government's problem, but don't come in on us. This is a state park, state. All right.
Ostino then joined the chorus of speakers who urged the Florida Forest Service to protect the state park. And while the vast majority of speakers were against the Air Force plan, Vernon Compton, representing the Longleaf Alliance, offered his qualified support.
I very much appreciate the current concerns expressed for protecting Blackwater River State Forest to the very best ability that we have. We have the responsibility to do so. However, we also have a responsibility to the men and women in uniform. I believe there is a way to accomplish both at Blackwater River State Forest. I urge that the public and user groups continue to work with the military-defined agreement.
Compton says if the military use of the Blackwater River State Forest is approved, a citizen review panel should be created. Thus far, the Air Force has not yet completed its process, nor has it filed an official request with the Florida Forest Service. That will likely come after a final Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, is released later this summer and a Record of Decision signed this fall. Public comments for inclusion in the final EIS will be accepted through Monday, June 23rd. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.